And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, as we simulcast live throughout the world. Now, you will know that if you've been listening to us for the past few weeks, that we have been promoting the direct flight from JFK to Knock Airport, Ireland West Airport in County Mayo. It is scheduled to leave here on August 8th, getting in on Sunday the 9th, and returning the following Sunday. It's a charter flight on Aer Lingus. That's also a first. There are a few seats left, and very few. Again, this has been organized by Peter's Way Tours. And the telephone number is toll-free 800-225-7662. It's historic and, indeed, friends, the first ever pilgrimage flight, direct flight to Knock from New York, led by Cardinal Dolan. None of this would happen. As a matter of fact, friends, those who have seen the tremendous progress at Knock Shrine in County Mayo, those who have listened indeed and seen Father Richard Gibbons, who is the parish priest of Knock, would know that huge plans that had been in the works for years have now come to reality. Nobody would know better than that, since he has been indeed not only chairman of Ireland West Airport at Knock from 2002 to 2009, our guest we're linking up with right now has been the chairman of the airport, a huge supporter through the Kennedy Charitable Foundation of so many causes. His philanthropy, his generosity, indeed is known and felt throughout Ireland, Britain, and indeed beyond. It's my pleasure to welcome, friends, oh yeah, he was in traffic, but he's all right now, I think, as we go to Spain to meet the man from Duke Castle in County Mayo, in the most considerably among the most successful Irish business people in the UK. Let me welcome neighbour Joe Kennedy, chairperson of Ireland West Airport. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Adrian. I couldn't be better, and nicely to be talking to you.
Yeah, we were doing a commentary on, indeed, we were getting the news there that wherever you are in Spain, in your island, I suppose you own that one, but you didn't do much for the traffic. The traffic, we associate that with places like New York and Dublin or whatever, but even out on an island off Spain, you still have a traffic problem.
Well, not so much that. The roads are narrow. There's not that much traffic on them. But when you have an accident, it just piles up because there's no place to go.
Well, I tell you what now. Narrow roads, it wasn't today or yesterday you were introduced to them, no more than myself.
I was reared with them.
You were reared with them. Tell us a little bit, though, about yourself. I know we have something in common. In 1959, I emigrated and came this way, over to New York and over to Uncle's, the O'Dwyer's, but you went the other way. You emigrated the same year, I believe.
That's right. In about 1953, I went to England.
Oh,
Okay. Really, I couldn't afford to go to America. The parents were so poor, it was desperate times. I mean, it's an old story and a true one. You cannot make money where there isn't any. And my God, there was no money in Newcastle or in North Mayo when I was growing up. So I got £5 and went to England and worked on the farms and worked my way through to London and subsequently to Manchester and started a business on my own in 1959. And thank God it went from strength to strength.
Yeah, the Manchester, even by the time you got there, was pretty much an Irish hub anyway of immigrants, and most of them from the west of Ireland, indeed, who had gone there for decades, some of them for seasonal work and others who maybe meant to go for some seasonal work and wound up becoming very much a part of the Irish community in Manchester.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it wasn't my intention when I went there and I had to stay in England all my life, but as things progressed, it was the grass was greener where I was than it was back in Mayo, and I just happened to get lucky. I met a wonderful lady from Kathleen Keaveney from Roscommon, who I married in 1960, and we have 7 wonderful children. Well, they're not children anymore. There's 5 boys and 2 girls, 13 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild, and all healthy and well, thank God.
Well, thank God again. And you're based in Manchester, but God knows you do spend a lot of time in the west of Ireland.
About 3 or 4 months a year. Yeah. I go back fly direct from Manchester to Knock International Airport, about 3/4 of an hour. So it's just fantastic.
Many of our listeners, and indeed yourself and myself included, would have known a different Knock and Knock Shrine than the Knock of today. You're going back to your reference for narrow roads. Many will remember back in the 40s, the 50s, and indeed into the 60s, getting to Knock was almost you'd have some of your penance over with by the time you would get there. Very, very difficult to get to. What was your first memory of Knock and your first pilgrimage from Duke Castle?
Well, there was a lot of horses and traps and horses and sidecars, and I got a lift with other women and a couple of men one Sunday morning leaving Newcastle about 7 o'clock. Cost a half a crown, which was a lot of money, but that's what you had to pay to get your transport from Newcastle to Knock. And you had the full day there, and the fella had to borrow a bit of hay or oats for the horse and come back about 5 o'clock in the evening, which it was about an hour and a half, nearly 2 hours with the horse and trap.
Wow.
It was a wonderful experience, and I've been very close to a Knock Shrine and Our Lady ever since.
The story, the brief story of Knock, indeed, perhaps you could, for those who don't know about Knock and the story of Our Lady of Knock, you might give us your own version of that.
I haven't got the exact date, but it's probably 150 years ago since Our Lady appeared on the gable, called the gable wall at Knock Shrine.
Right, 1879.
Several Americans have occurred there over the years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not registered. But we have no doubt, talking to previous parish priests, I've been involved very closely for a long, long time. Father Horan, Father Quinn,
right.
Monsignor Greeley, and our later wonderful priest, Father Richard Gibbons, have several recordings of miracles. And it's just a wonderful place to go. And as you probably know, the Basilica is almost completely finished now, refurbished. And I have to say, Adrian, it's one of the most beautiful buildings I've ever stood in. I've been to Rome, and I've been to various parts of the world. And our Basilica at Knock is second to none. It's absolutely beautiful. Anyone that goes there would agree with me.
First of all, the designation of a basilica is not very common to begin with. But even before the refurbishment, Knock and the Basilica at Knock was considered to be among the top pilgrimage spots in the world.
Very much so. You know, over the years, the previous parish priest and power that be in the church didn't sell it. I mean, they just said, well, people come, you know.
Yeah.
The church has to be sold. Now let people know what wares we've got. And I'm telling anybody that wants to listening to please come to Knock, because it's a beautiful place and you will be well rewarded by Our Lady. Fantastic location, of course. Fantastic place.
Many people who, in fact, we know it through its tradition as a place as a great attraction for pilgrims. However, in recent years, the number of tourists, and again, thanks to coach tours like CIE and those who service the country in Ireland, have made that almost a compulsory stop. There is something about...
Oh, very much so. Just gaining popularity more and more and more. And of course, Father Gibbons and his team of wonderful team he has there will accommodate anybody or any group of people that's coming there with masses and confessions and all that kind of thing. They're just a wonderful team of people.
I want to take you back and our listeners back to 2007 in the very early hours of the morning when Mayor Bloomberg, on a trip that was indeed had been planned, landed at what was then and what's mostly known as Knock Airport, even though it's officially Ireland West Airport, arrived, and of course, fair play to yourself, having indeed welcomed him, and he, for many years, and still talks about arriving in Ireland and in Knock, and receiving a gift bag that had Irish whiskey and Baileys and some nice little gifts.
All the goodies.
But that was it not all for naught, because as we were all there and greeting one another, it didn't take it long to get the ear of Mayor Bloomberg and actually, solicit his great influence in getting something which many would have felt should have been a given through the Department of Transportation here, direct flight access from the U.S. to Knock. That had not been in place. And
that's right.
And fair enough, indeed, in very short order, that would come about.
That's right.
Many would say that it was indeed unfortunate that that a low-cost airline, and indeed there was no airline rushing for the business, but a low-cost Scottish airline, Grobesman, made a very good effort at providing direct flight service from New York to Knock. That was not successful, but in the point, of course, that with the recession and several other downturns worldwide, it was too small an airline to actually make that a success. However, one thing that we do know was successful was the great convenience for the west of Ireland and for the northwest of Ireland and for the Midlands of Ireland to have Ireland West Airport, Knock Airport, as a new destination. So far from it being a failure, it was a great trial run.
It proved that the business is there, no question. And we're hoping to have a low-cost airline in the air coming from New York to Knock in the next 12 or 18 months.
And that is real. I mean, that the studies have been done. The trial has, in fact, been there. Now, and proves that it, in fact, can be very...
No question. No question. People would fly to Knock sooner than to Shannon or Dublin any day of the week.
Yeah. The tell us, if you will, about for a lot of the time since Monsignor Horn, many would say, pulled off what was a great stroke in getting the airport at Knock in the first place. Many felt, well, this isn't going to go anywhere, and this is going to be a white elephant if there ever was one. Talk, if you will, about the service that that Knock provides, not on this side of the Atlantic, but how did Knock become a just not one more regional airport?
Well, apart from Shannon and Cork and Dublin, we have the longest runway in the country. It's the second longest runway in the country, actually, so we can take all the jets and that kind of thing, whereas the other regional airports can only take the propelled aircraft. So that was a big boost, but also our location. We're, for want of a better word, we're out there in the wild, and there are so many people in America and the UK that immigrated from the west of Ireland. The facility is just a blessing to them. And we have about 7 or 8 flights a day coming in from the UK, from London, Manchester, Liverpool, many of the other cities. And then we have holiday flights going out to various Barcelona, different parts of the continent. So it's a real gift. They're coming down from nearly from Meath, up from Clare. Just unbelievable, the catchment area we have. We're able to see that and we do our inquiries as to where the people are coming from. And it's just fantastic. I mean, when I took the chair in 2002, there was about 125,000 people going through the airport, and last year we've done just in excess of 700,000. And hopefully it'll go from strength to strength from here on in, Adrian.
Incredible. And what that means, what does that mean to the economy in the West?
I don't know the exact figures. I haven't got in front of me, Adrian, but hundreds of thousands of bed nights, and obviously the bars and restaurants and the churches and the whole, everybody gains by it. Everybody, employment generally. And we employ about 120 people at the airport, which is, without the airport, they'd be gone to England or America or somewhere else because they wouldn't have jobs.
Yeah. Of course, you have a very impressive board, and I know that both of us have great respect, indeed, and rightly so, for Peter Hines, who is the Mayo County Manager. And
he's a wonderful manager. The amount of work he does for the county is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And indeed, the amount of work he has done and is doing for the airport is very credible. Very credible.
And Joe Gilmore, who is the CEO and the managing director of Ireland West Airport there, has absolutely done an incredible job. And in fact, he's the person who has the 24/7 job there of making the airport run. Although there are two separate entities, you could hardly separate the significance of Ireland West Airport and Knock. I think to many people, referring to Ireland West Airport, we never lose the significance of Knock and the history of Knock.
Absolutely. About Joe Gilmore, I mean, I've been involved in many businesses over my lifetime, Adrian. And Joe Gilmore will be up there with the very best chief executives that I've ever come across. He runs that. He runs Knock Airport like he starts the fiddle string. There's no wastage. It's a wonderful operation, and I'm very proud of Joe and all the staff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, in my opinion, and it's the opinion of many, I'm sure it's right that Massey Roden built the airport to bring what's happening on the 8th and 9th of August to bring pilgrims in from overseas to Our Lady at Knock Shrine.
And it's indeed very significant that on this first direct flight, well, there were a couple of things that are first here. First of all, it is the first Aer Lingus direct flight from JFK to Knock Airport. That again is leaves us with a huge opening there. And the fact that this pilgrimage is being led by Cardinal Dolan is just it's amazing, and
it's a major step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Major.
And
we hope that other dioceses, other cities will follow suit.
Yeah.
We're hoping that this will be an annual event from JFK to Knock.
Yeah.
And expanded over the years to come.
I think also, you know, Cardinal Dolan is no stranger to Knock, and in fact he has visited many times, and he has indeed a great fondness for Knock. But let me tell you, like you collared Mayor Bloomberg in the early hours of the morning, one would have to say that Father Richard Gibbons should take a lot of credit for getting the Cardinal.
Absolutely, 100%. It's just fantastic. It's him that made it happen.
Yeah.
He really has got a great relationship with Cardinal Dolan. It's a fantastic fantastic step in the right direction for Knock Shrine, Knock Airport, and the west of Ireland.
And this is this doesn't happen lately, because actually Cardinal Dolan invited Father Gibbons, the parish priest of Knock, to address the congregation on St. Patrick's Day, to give the homily on St. Patrick's Day in St. Patrick's Cathedral here.
I was there, Adrian. Fantastic occasion.
And that doesn't happen by chance. So it is a reality. It is something that, again, we congratulate. I'm looking forward very much myself, and, of course, to what will be a great trip, leaving New York on Saturday evening, the 8th of August, and then, of course, returning the following Sunday. For many, it is a full pilgrimage. It takes in fun and sport, as well as, again, the Cardinal himself indeed described it as a pilgrimage with fun. It will introduce an awful lot of people to the west of Ireland. And as Tourism Ireland has done such an amazing job with the Wild Atlantic Way and the focus on the beautiful west of Ireland, it's all very timely, and we're looking forward very much to it.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'll be there. I'm as you know, I'm a Knight of St. Gregory, so I'll be there in my uniform to make you welcome, Adrian.
Terrific. Well, I assume that if you're in your uniform, you won't be handing out the gift bags with the.
That'll be when you're coming back.
We're looking forward very much to meeting everybody at Knock, and again. Just would like to let our listeners know that for the few seats that are left to Knock, the price is right. For $899, return trip including all fees and whatever, it's a great opportunity.
A trip to remember and a pilgrimage to remember, and people should grab it with both hands.
Joe, thank you for joining us, and indeed, you know, as somebody who's a property developer and who has done extremely well in that, would you ever consider widening any of the roads over there? In what's the name of the island? Where are you?
I'm in Menorca, M-I-N-O-R-C-A, Menorca, beautiful little island off Spain.
Yeah.
No, actually, there's plenty. The roads are not crowded with cars. It's just that they are narrow, and if there's an accident, you tend to get held up.
We are delighted.
But I just wanted to mention that great New York gentleman, Brian O'Dwyer, is on our board of directors at Knock Airport, and he's a wonderful man and wonderful to have him on board. And we had a couple of meetings ago, that's about 6 months ago, we appointed him international chairman of the board of Knock Airport.
And believe me, he doesn't let anyone forget it either. As you know, Brian is my first cousin, and but if it's possible, maybe you could separate us on that plane here, because anything we have to say to one another, we've said it already.
No, of course, of course.
Yeah.
Many times.
Put him down the back on the jump seat. Okay.
Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thank you. Okay.
God bless you and all your listeners.
God bless indeed. Friends from Spain, there from Newcastle to Manchester to Britain, and indeed not only an extraordinarily successful property developer, but somebody who has and continues to give back, and his to take on the chairmanship of Knock Airport, Island West Airport, again for the for his second term, is it's amazing, but it's a measure of the man. You're listening to Irish Radio, Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com. This is the Flannelly Show, and the weather picking up somewhat here in the New York area.